It's Wendy Snyder here. Thank you so much, Kim Gordon. Keep us posted on when the gates to Lollapalooza open. And Frank Fontana sitting in for Bill Left today. And
I want to go. Me and you were going after this, Wendy. We're going.
I got a second show to do.
Yeah, I got to shoot a TV show. What am I saying?
Oh, that's right. And we'll talk about
darn.
Your TV show. Patrick McDonald is here. Patrick, are you going to Lollapalooza?
No, I'm not. Unfortunately, that ticket price is a little.
How about it?
How much is it for the day?
I just know that the weekend is like $300+,
yes.
Right? And it's
darn.
Probably more because there's 4 days this week.
Year. Right. And the daily pass is something like, $1.25.
Yeah.
When you're used to paying, the $5 and $10 from my era.
Oh, I know. I mean, concerts have risen in price, but,
yeah, sure.
if you think of your price per band, it's
yes.
not a lot, but
no.
I can't handle all that in one
right.
day anymore.
I'm going to Pierogi Fest. It's as good as it gets right there for me.
Well, also,
days.
You read all those rules, and I'm like, okay, jeez.
Patrick McDonald is film critic for HollywoodChicago.com. You're the chief guide for the Chicago Film Tour. You can go to ChicagoFilmTour.com.
Very good.
And, let's talk Star Trek Beyond.
Yes.
I am married to a Star Wars fan. Jimmy Mack loves Star Wars, but
mm-hmm.
he appreciates the Star Trek franchise.
Yes.
And last Friday he said to all of us, hey, who wants to go see the new Star Trek movie? Crickets. So he went by himself, and I want to hear what you thought about the Star Trek movie, and
well,
then I'll tell you what he said.
You guys, I'm an old Trekker.
Okay.
So, I love the series. I've loved what they've done beyond the series. And I think because Simon Pegg was the screenwriter for this, who also plays Scotty and is a huge Star Trek, a Bible, he basically brought it back to the characters. And that's what I loved about it. I mean, there's always that, special effects craziness in films today, and they
that's
did
what
that
bothered
as well.
My husband
yeah.
was too much flash and not enough on the character
interesting.
Development
interesting I after seeing the second film, which was all flash and no character, I guess getting the bits and pieces of the characters in this one was enough for me, because the second one they went completely off the rails, I thought, and completely took it away from the Star Trek legacy. This one, they're in the middle of a 5-year mission. They're at the third year of their 5-year mission, and which is an homage to the TV show because they only got 3 years out of their 5-year mission.
Lot of that was an homage to the original series. Are there more things that you're going to tell us?
Yes. We're going to discuss Easter eggs, and there is a significant one in Star Trek Beyond. But, the crew's kind of getting tired of their mission.
Sick of each other at all?
Yeah, well,
infighting,
it's implied.
Yeah.
It's implied, exactly.
Who's sleeping with who?
Exactly.
It's like
no,
Big
dude,
Brother
they
out
do
of,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Starship.
It's Big Brother on Starship.
Patrick, is it a...
You've given them a new idea.
Yeah.
Is it something where, as a non-Trekkie, that mm-hmm. I could just jump into from this movie on and be totally caught up and feel like I didn't miss anything?
What I would suggest is that you go back to the first movie of the reboot, which was just
with the new
Star
cast.
Trek, with the new cast. Get familiar with their personalities and then go into that third one.
Got
you can
it.
Skip the second one altogether,
yeah,
in my opinion.
One less movie I got to watch.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Wendy, can I just interrupt real
yes,
quick?
Yes, Kim
the
Gordon.
The Lala gates are open.
Woo!
Praise the Lord!
And just so you know, these are things you can't bring into Lollapalooza. No
a
weapons or
stick?
Explosives.
What?
No fireworks. No large
what?
Chains or spiked
what?
Jewelry.
What?
You're going to have to leave them at the gate. No chairs of any
no
kind.
No brass knuckles.
No inflatable furniture.
No inflatable
drugs
furniture.
Are on that list.
Yeah, and isn't
what
it?
Was that?
They
oh
have
my.
To tell us
illicit
this.
Drugs.
You
is
cannot.
This WGN.
Yes, it says no illicit, illegal, and illicit substances of any kind.
Hmm.
Duh.
Well, I have a medical condition, Wendy.
Right.
Where's your bracelet? Where's your medical alert bracelet?
Peyote make that list?
Thank you, Kim.
That's
the gates
from nature, sir.
Are open.
Right.
All right, Patrick McDonald. So where were we now in the Star Trek? They had
yeah.
been on the mission for 3 out of the 5 years.
Yes, and that is the hidden Easter egg that Simon Pegg talked about this week. They figured that they had been on their mission for 966 days. 966 was the premiere of Star Trek 50 years ago.
Wow.
How about
look
that?
How they did that.
That's cute stuff.
That's smart writing.
I also read, and I could be wrong, because I was talking to Frank off the air, I don't really go to movies that much.
Right.
Nor do I.
Bill does a lot. Right. And was there something with George Takei, or Takei, I don't know how he says it anymore. His character, didn't they try to pay tribute to his...
Yes. He the character of Sulu is shown to have a same-sex partner in the movie.
But that bothered George Takei because Sulu wasn't gay. George Takei is, but not Sulu. So,
Sulu wasn't out, is what you're saying, in the movie.
I don't know.
But it was this kind of gray area, right?
Right. And he presumed, George Takei presumed that Gene Roddenberry would not have that original vision for the Sulu character. But in 1966, I don't think you could have put a gay character in a television show, as far as I know.
Yeah, I mean,
except for Paul Lynn and all his appearances,
he was gay.
And Spock was the only alien in this whole thing, right? Was there a couple more aliens that were part of the crew?
Well, you know, now the crew is so diverse; it looks like the cantina scene in Star Wars. There are lizard heads and blocks of steel with lips.
Now I want to see it.
I think it's character-based fun. And if you have any familiarity with the character, I love how Chris Pine's doing Kirk. I mean, he has
does
taken
he
that
speak
over.
Like this, like Shatner did?
And does Shatner make any appearances in these
movies? No, because Shatner died in the series.
Yeah, but they could do a Superman-ish type of thing where he comes back, as a hologram.
Yeah, Vision.
Yeah.
They were discussing that, and they felt it was all too much, gymnastics to do it, although they had Spock in the first one. So
it would have been great if they had, a billboard in space that advertised for Priceline.com. That would have been a little nice homage to him.
Jeez, Wendy, you're killing me today.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Patrick McDonald is here, and your Chicago film tour is ongoing. It kicks off. Kicked off already. And how do people get?
We're not running on Sunday because of Lala, but we are running two tours tomorrow. Good luck on Michigan Avenue, 10:30 and 12:30, and we have room on both. So.
ChicagoFilmTour.com.
Correct.
All right, it's Frank Fontana in for Bill Leff. I'm Wendy Snyder. We'll continue talking movies with Patrick McDonald next, 720 WGN. It's Frank Fontana in for Bill Leff. I'm Wendy Snyder, and Patrick McDonald, film critic for HollywoodChicago.com and chief guide for the Chicago Film Tour, is in the studio with us. Did we get a little thumbs up or thumbs down or rating on your Star Trek Beyond?
Oh, yes. Definitely thumbs up. 4 out of 5 on that one.
Wow.
But this is, again, it comes through the filter of an old Trekker.
Well, Everybody watched the original Star Trek in some way, shape, or form. Maybe not regularly.
No.
And I actually got into Star Trek The Next Generation. I thought that was pretty good.
Yes.
I used to watch it late at night when I'd come home from a club or something and be on at 2 in the morning in some kind of old channel and be flickering in and out. Or maybe that was my brain flickering.
Maybe.
My eyesight.
Patrick McDonald, I follow you on Facebook and your other social media.
Yes.
And I saw and I was excited for you that you got to meet Woody Allen.
That is correct. He comes through to Chicago now for his 3 latest films because his financing comes out of Chicago.
Who knew that, huh?
Right. I did not until that day. And then also, too, he doesn't do press on the East Coast because, I think we're a little friendlier here.
Yeah,
was he cordial with you?
Very cordial and very open, which is interesting because on the red carpet, you have maybe 3 questions. So I decided to go current movie, career, and in perspective or philosophy. And the first question was about the current movie,
which is what?
Cafe Society, which again, 4 out of 5 on that one. I recommend it, especially if you love Woody Allen. And then the second question, we had just been to New York City, my wife and I, and saw some stand-up in Greenwich Village. So I asked him where he started there. And he lit up because he started.
He probably doesn't talk about that. No one asks him that.
Well, yeah, because that's a long, long time ago, 50 years. And he talked about the Bitter End, the club in the Greenwich Village where he first got real attention. And how he started with 5 people and then 50 people. And then I was in the New York Times. So
did he give you more time after that question? Did he
kind of slow down a little bit? No, then my third question, it's like a car accident. I know everything. The third question was, I asked him if romantic love was different for him now than it was when he first fell in love. And then I was in a Woody Allen movie because the narration started.
Well, I mean, I know it was terrible when he and Sun Yi started dating his adoptive daughter. But now they've been together, what, 20 years?
Yeah, one of the misconceptions is he never did adopt her. She was just part of Mia Farrow's adoptive family. But Woody himself never adopted her.
Still, he was kind of playing the father. I know, and I'm not even, you know.
Sure.
All I'm saying is at the time, everybody was so against it. But 20 years, it's lasted.
I wonder where that fell in the crazy hot matrix.
Oh, yeah. Woody. We talked about that earlier today. I wonder. Mia. He's crazy.
He's crazy.
I think he's crazier than she is.
What do you say to, what's the answer to that question when you ask them what the romantic difference was
between
them?
Or where can we see it?
Yeah, I mean.
Well, we can see it on HollywoodChicago.com and YouTube. And it was interesting. He said it's all about the thrill. It never changes, but it's all about the thrill. And he, as an aside, said sometimes it doesn't work out. So,
and if you can see Patrick's face when he said that, it was exactly like Woody Allen's face. It's bizarre. You channeled him at that moment.
I did.
Does he look much older? Because I got to be honest with you, he looked old several years ago.
Well, he just turned 80.
Good God. Yeah.
He's a little man too, right?
And he's a very small guy.
Frail.
So in the frame, I'm up here and he's down. You know, it's just like, but he looks like Woody Allen still, you know, white hair, shock of white hair instead of the shock of red hair, but it's still him. It's still, if you see the picture on my social media, Pat Uber Craig McDonald on Facebook, you'll see it's still him.
Yeah, it did look like him.
Have people forgotten all that? Is he now back to being respected as this amazing storyteller and director?
Every time a new movie comes out, somebody's going to put something down regarding the past stuff. I mean, it was just too salacious not to. And I think there'll be somebody who will never forgive the artist for that indiscretion. And there are other people like myself who merely focus on the artist. So,
yeah, you don't have to love who he is as a person, but you can love their work.
We can talk about Frank Sinatra if you want to talk about what he did in his life. And you still
a lot
love
of people
Sinatra.
Had secrets.
Yes.
And still continue to have secrets, right?
Especially Frank Fontana.
I wrote a book on it called Dirty Little Secrets.
Yes, you're right. All right, so new movies, Patrick.
Right,
we have a couple of minutes.
Yes, Jason Bourne. Now, this is the first time I've seen any of the movies in the Bourne series. So I liked it because it was geopolitical, 4 out of 5. Hmm. And the second film I'm really highly recommending, 4.5 out of 5, is Don't Think Twice. Mike Beachlia. And Keenan Michael
about the word.
One of the hardest names in show business to pronounce. Keegan Michael Key, Gillian Jacobs from Community, the blonde from Community, play part of a comedy troupe where one of them goes off and becomes famous. So think about one of the big comedy troupes in Chicago, maybe at Second City or somebody residing there. And they have that group that works beautifully on stage. They sell out every time, and suddenly one becomes famous.
Why do you think Bill's off today? He's got a deal. He's trying to blow out of here and away from me as quick as possible. But that is an interesting concept.
It's a very interesting concept.
And is it based on a true story?
Well, it's based on,
what is
the name?
I would
imagine it's based on a lot of truth.
Berbiglia, Mike Berbiglia's story. You know, he's a one-man stand-up comic, but he works in improv as well. When I interviewed him, he was at the I.O. Here in Chicago because that's where he's most comfortable. And he's just an amazing filmmaker. His first film was Sleepwalk with Me, which was about his habit of sleepwalking as a comedian on the road, which was really fascinating, very much in the Woody Allen type genre. And then this one is a lot more sparkly and a lot more interesting, especially about Saturday Night Live and inside show business. So,
is it more documentary style? Or?
No, it's a narrative film.
Narrative.
All the things happen to the characters in association with one of them becoming famous. And they told us you can't say which one becomes famous.
Hmm. Don't Think Twice.
Yes.
That sounds very good.
Yeah, it's a nice play on the Bob Dylan song because, you know, it's a stage instruction about improv. Don't think twice.
Coming out of Chicago, you got so many of these real stories, like the David Schwimmers, you got the Jeremy Pivens, you got the, you know, all of these.
Billy Deck.
Billy Deck.
Easy there, right? I love Billy Deck. He really is a really nice guy, but his name is thrown into everything all the time.
How, though?
Because it's Billy Deck.
I like Billy Deck.
He is a nice guy.
Super nice guy.
He is a great guy. I like him too.
Rockets, yeah. Bar and Grill.
He makes a good burger.
But we talk famous people, and his name comes up with everything, so I just wanted to throw it in there. I don't know.
That's a different level.
I don't know.
Shouldn't be in the same sentence as a Jeremy Piven.
Check out his Instagram. All right.
All right. Patrick McDonald, if people want to hop on board your Chicago Film Tour.
Yes.
ChicagoFilmTour.com, phone number, whatever you want to
do. 312-593-4455. I will be making an appearance at the Tivoli Theater in Dyers Grove, introducing the documentary Wiener.
Is this a home movie?
And the Happy
The screen is not big enough.
The screen is not big enough. Did you hear that, Frank? And what else are you doing?
Abbie Hoffman died for our sins. Famous in the future. My comedy troupe will be performing August 20th. Thank you.
You are busy.
I am a busy man right now.
Thank you so much, Patrick.
Blessings.
And Frank, thank you so much for filling in for Bill Leff. Shall we take a quick break and we can wrap up?
Yeah, this has been fun.
All right, 720 WGN.